This week, Iranian President Mohammad Khatami began a second term in office. Voters returned Mr. Khatami to the presidency by a wide margin, but his inaugural was delayed 3 days by a political standoff between conservative clerics and a reform-minded parliament. During Mr. Khatami's second inaugural address, he made note of the high cost of reform. He referred to many Iranians who'd been punished, even jailed, for their views. But while voters still seem to look to Mr. Khatami to lead the move toward reform, he's also under great pressure to reform Iran's outdated economy. Mohammad Hadi Samati is a political scientist at Tehran University, and he joins us from Tehran. Mr. Samati, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Did you ever have a serious feeling that Mr. Khatami would not be inaugurated?
No, not seriously. There was a little anxiety, actually, before the inauguration, but never crossed my mind that he would not be inaugurated.
Professor Samati, help us understand if there are ways in which Mr. Khatami's need to try and reform Iran's economy could collide or interdict or otherwise interrupt his plans for political reform.
There has been, over the last 4 years, there have been intense debate and discussion about the priority, whether we should go ahead with the political reform first and then economic reform second or vice versa. This debate has been going on. Mm-hmm. And at the more practical level, I think a lot of people have come to this conclusion that you can't sacrifice one for the other. And for sure, most of the economists believe that the answer to economic crises and economic difficulties of Iran are political, basically.
Mr. Samati, in your judgment, and that maybe of some others there in Iran, what steps must President Khatami take to try and reform the economy?
This economy needs a lot of foreign investment. It needs a lot of shake-up in terms of changing subsidies, labor law, and then privatizations. All of these are, in one way or the other, in the third economic plan that Parliament has passed just last year. Mm-hmm. But really implementing a lot of these things needs strong and serious political will.
And does this put Mr. Khatami on any kind of collision course with some of the conservative clerics?
He understands that this is going to be a very long, drawn-out process, and he doesn't want to pick up a fight at every corner, at every crisis that he runs into. Mm-hmm. So I think the democratization in Iran and political reform in Iran is a very, very bumpy road, and I think for that he's saving himself and saving his energy and political capital. He's done great in terms of managing the reform process despite the pressure from below and opposition from elite, conservative elite.
We've heard in the U.S. This week that another reform newspaper was closed by the conservative judiciary. To what degree does that harm the president's ability to communicate directly with the Iranian people and present his case in a way that receives respect?
There are plenty of papers still out there. One of them gets shut down, and two other pops up. So I think that doesn't really change substantially the communication network that exists. There's at least 10, 15 other papers out there, and quite a large number of other channels, as internet and the rest of the modern technology is definitely helping.
Is there a role for the United States in any of this, or just to keep its hands off?
I think this is mostly domestic. I think nothing external can happen to this process. It's a very homegrown domestic dynamic, mm-hmm. which is unfolding, and I think no external force has a great deal of impact on it. And I think the passing of the renewal of the recent sanctions on Iran might have actually been a little harmful to the reform movement where they're trying to put the economy together. But in general, I would say very little impact in terms of foreign force.
Mr. Samati, thank you very much for all your time, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Mohammad Hadi Samati, who teaches political science at Tehran University, speaking with us from Tehran.